Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in, time for a weekend special. Got a really good one here. We're going to put this lady on the radio program next week. This week it's going to air as a weekend special. Let me tell you a little bit about Ella. Ella wrote A Real Cost of War. She's a very remarkable teenager, American teenager. She just released a book called, as I said, Trees Without Roots. It's a story about her father's and aunt's heroic and painful journey, dodging mortars, seeing death all around them as when they were children trying to escape the Bosnian War. Ella believes that it's very similar to what Ukrainian children are going through today. Boy, I truly believe that. Ella's last name is Kolich. Ella Kolich, tell us a little bit about the summary of the book.
Hi, Al. So first of all, thank you so much for having me here on your podcast. And just to, you pretty much summed it up very well. It is a true story about my father and aunt. My father, he was 16 years old when the Bosnian War happened, and my aunt was only 11 years old. And oftentimes, the biggest form of communication was writing letters. So when I turned 16 years old myself on Thanksgiving, and then had like the Thanksgiving celebration, they handed me their war letters, and I just thought that this would be a really, really good book that could come out of this.
Now, let me ask you a question. Now, your dad was really reluctant, according to Mr. Purdy, your publicist, to talk about the war. How were you able to open him up, Ella, so he'd talk to you about it?
It actually took me almost 2 years to get him to fully open up. I tried to implement some interview segments to hopefully get him a bit more comfortable and ease him up a little bit. But of course, since he is my father, he didn't want to, quote unquote, burden me with all of his trauma. So naturally, he was a bit more hesitant to share all of these war stories with me.
So what was it like for you, kiddo, hearing these stories from your dad and your aunt for the first time? I mean, that's a subject most kids in America don't have to deal with.
Yeah, there were a lot of tears, very emotional to say the least, especially since I had this one perspective of my family. I always saw them as super sweet, bubbly. They were very sarcastic, funny, you know, all these good qualities. And then just seeing them break down in front of me, it did take a lot of emotional struggles, you know. But eventually, I think that did strengthen our relationship together because I got to see this new side of them, the stories that they held on for over 30 years. It was truly an incredible experience.
Al, I'm curious about one thing. You know, I've been through, in a sense, some of the things that you've been through. As our listeners are aware, my parents were Russian immigrants. They escaped Russia during the revolution, and it kind of goes on from there. Now, you made a comment to your publicist, Dave Purdy, and he's doing a great job, by the way. American teenagers live in a bubble. What do you mean by that, kiddo?
I just think it is a little bit difficult, especially when we're talking about international relations, for people here to truly grasp how horrifying these concepts are. It's very easy to be desensitized and almost dehumanize these people because all we see in the news are these statistics. I mean, right now, if you look at Ukraine, this was earlier on during, I feel like a few months back, where the UN said that currently, there are around 1.5 million refugees, and they expect by the end of the month that there will be 5 million refugees generated. To us, 5 million, that's just a number, but if we take into account how many people that is, that's a huge deal. Yeah. And I just think it's really hard for most people here to grasp just how horrendous all of this is.
Yeah, it's pretty scary what people in the world are going through right now, and I don't necessarily just mean kids, but I mean, let's flip a little bit away from Bosnia and let's go to Ukraine. What do you think are the similar activities that kids are going through, and adults certainly in the Ukraine, as it ties to Bosnia?
I would say the biggest three things would be the generational trauma that stems from it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these children, they don't necessarily understand what is happening. They're just reflecting the fear that other adults are expressing around them. The second thing would definitely be a conflict of identity, because you do have these refugees who maybe they come from parents whose one are maybe Ukraine and the other is Russian. So all of a sudden, you have this war, their identity is going to be torn naturally. And the third biggest thing would be the displacement that is occurring. You're going to be torn away from your family. You're probably not going to see them for months on end. And that is a huge emotional toll that takes place.
Last question I want to ask you, and you can elaborate as much as you want on this one, because we will be doing another interview here in just a few days that will be airing on 2122 radio stations, about 4.25 million people. Anyway, having said that, let me ask you a question that may be a bit personal, but it really isn't. I think it's a really important question, and that is, how has writing this book and getting the book published, Ella, changed your life?
Well, that is quite a heavy question. On a personal level, I think the way it's changed me is the way I have a different outlook on life. As I mentioned briefly before, it definitely strengthened my relationship with my family, and it gave me a better understanding of my own identity, because I identify as both Muslim and Orthodox to respect both of my parents' religions.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was younger, I didn't really understand the burden that came with affiliating myself with both of these religions or being mixed religious. So I do think that it did help me learn more about myself. And in turn, since I know a lot more about my own identity and my own roots, I'm able to connect with people from different backgrounds a bit better. And I am, would say, a bit more open-minded in that way.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. I'm looking forward to doing another interview with Ella because, you know, so many children in the world, and you're hardly a child today, you've grown up, but I want to say that so many in the children in the world today are getting really, really affected, both positively and negatively, by the situations similar to what occurred in Bosnia and what's going on right now in Ukraine. I'm looking forward to having you back on the show. Ella, thank you so much.
For sure. And thank you so much for having me here as well. Once again, I really appreciate having a segment on your show.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.